Today's episode of Beyond the Mask is presented by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. Get a free consultation today to be guided through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Just visit crnafinancialplanning.com. Beyond the Mask is also sponsored by crnaeducation.com. CRNAs, you can get the CE credits you need by just going to crnaeducation.com. They have over 100 AANA prior approved credits, all four core CPC modules, and even over 40 pharmacology credits. No subscriptions, it's all online and mobile friendly. Just go to crnaeducation.com. And don't forget, listening to our podcast can earn you Class B credits. For more information on how you can submit them, check out our CE credit tab on our website, beyondthemaskpodcast.com. Welcome to Beyond the Mask, innovation and opportunities for CRNAs and advanced practice nurses, with certified financial planner Jeremy Stanley and CRNA Sharon Pierce. Jeremy Stanley has worked with CRNAs for more than 23 years, and Sharon Pierce is a former president of the AANA and the NCANA. Join us as we leave the operating room and learn the latest in the CRNA and advanced practice nurse industries. Beyond the Mask starts in 10, 9, 8, 7.
Hey there, this is Sharon. I am at the West Virginia Association of Nurse Anesthetists meeting in Wheeling, West Virginia, and Jeremy could not join me here at the meeting. However, listeners, I have been joined by one of our new guests, co-hosts. Well, she's not so new anymore. Her name is Tracy Castleman. Tracy's been a longtime friend of mine and is one of the group I affectionately call the Fab Four. Tracy, thank you for joining me today. Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself before we kick off our topic?
Well, hi there, Sharon, and hi to everybody. This is Tracy, and yes, I've been on here. You've probably heard my voice. I am also a nurse anesthetist from the great state of New Jersey, home of the boss. I hope we all have seen him. But I'm a clinical site coordinator. I teach students at the Rutgers Nurse Anesthesia Program in the operating room. I provide anesthesia care there. I'm a mom of two great grown sons, and currently I'm the president of the charitable arm. I believe New Jersey is the only association that has a charitable arm called NJANA Cares.
Busy, busy, busy.
Sometimes.
Well, we have a fantastic guest with us today. And for our listeners, we are taping live in front of an audience at the West Virginia meeting. So we have with us today Lee Bias. He has been a longtime friend of mine. And Lee and I have something in common.
Can you imagine what that would be?
There were three nurse anesthetists, sounds like Goldilocks and the, anyway, three bears.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
I know it does. But anyway, there were three nurse anesthetists a number of years ago, and we each ran for office in our respective states. Unfortunately, all three of us lost. I ran in North Carolina, Deb Barber ran in Kentucky, and Lee ran for the State House in West Virginia, and then you went on to run for Congress.
Actually, my first two races were for U.S. Congressional seat three here in West Virginia,
wow.
And then I tried to get in the State House and missed my primary by 113 votes.
Oh, wow, that's hard. Well, back up and tell a little bit about yourself, Lee, and then we're going to dive right in on running for office and being involved.
All right. Well, I'm born and raised here in West Virginia from the Barboursville area. Started my anesthesia career at St. Mary's Medical Center, and I saw some of my St. Mary's peeps back there. I see Kim back there. I've since gone on to work with North Star Anesthesia on their clinical staffing solutions team, which is a specialized team that goes into newer North Star acquisitions to help with the overall transition, primarily to do cases, but also to be on the ground logistical support for the permanent staff to help them get used to the North Star specific processes and also to help evaluate the facility so we can give feedback to management to know what's working great that they need to leave alone. What could use a little help and things of that nature. So I've had a great opportunity to travel to quite a few facilities around the country and see different ways of doing things and make a lot of new great connections with people.
Well, Lee,
obviously you think politics matter to people. So why don't you tell us why it should matter and whether we should be proactive or reactive?
Oh, I'd love to. So I'll be talking about advocacy and politics and what's going on, and I'll have people say, you know, I'm not really interested in that. I leave that to people like you, and I'm sure you hear the same thing, Sharon and Tracy, where they feel like we're the experts and we're the voice. So that's not true. Everybody cares about politics. Is there anybody in the room right now, raise your hands, that don't care about politics? Anybody? It's a trick question, isn't it?
This is a smart group.
The fact of the matter is politics matter to everybody. It's not a matter of if it does or if it does not. It's how it matters. You either care about politics in a proactive manner, like the three of us up here and so many of you out in the audience as well, meaning you take a stance. You go up to the state house or for those who, and I see a few folks who went up to D.C. with us with mid-year assembly, and you go and you sit down with your legislators and their legislative assistants, and you explain what nurse anesthesia is, and you explain about what matters, and you talk about pieces of legislation that could help or hurt not just nurse anesthesia, but like right now the big focus is in being able to provide adequate access to anesthesia services in more rural settings in a safe, cost-effective manner. And if we don't go up there and talk to these people face-to-face and become proactive, somebody else is going to fill that void, and they may fill it with information that's not accurate. So for the ones who don't get involved and they say they don't care, well, they do care. When do they care? Well, when your practice gets restricted or your pay gets cut or you're not seeing pay raises you could be seeing or you see some other negative change, then all of a sudden they're fired up and they want to know what happened. Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't there.
So Lee, tell me about different ways you could be proactive. So you only have, you know, do you only have your options up at the state house?
No. I mean, it goes all the way down to county government because a lot of these people that start in smaller offices move up to bigger offices. So maybe today you're talking to a school board member who moves on to be a county commissioner, who moves on to be in your state house of delegates or state house of representatives, depending on which state you're in. And they could even move up to be a United States senator. And if you build those and cultivate those relationships early, they know who you are. They know a little bit about you. They know what you do for a living. They know what matters, and you've built those inroads.
So kind of a trickle up as opposed to a trickle down.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Sharon.
That one tastes a lot better too.
Sharon mentioned, you know, losing our elections. I don't look at the loss at the ballot box as being a total loss.
No.
Because I ran for those offices, I was at a lot of events that allowed me to get to know the folks who are sitting in those seats and got to know our message. The funny thing about it was when I ran for U.S. Congress the first time, the fellow that was in the seat was Nick Joe Rahal. Anybody remember Nick Joe Rahal? Yeah. And up until that point, he didn't care about nurse anesthetists. He never, and everybody's like, yeah, he'll never support us. Well, for some reason, Nick thought that the whole reason I ran was just about nurse anesthesia. And from the first election on, even though I lost, he signed up as a co-sponsor, a primary sponsor on every single piece of nurse anesthesia legislation that came across the desk.
Wow. Because of awareness. Just you being there, he learned.
Well, he thought that was the only reason I was running. Oh. But I don't care. It worked for us. So I see that as a win. And then building the relationships with the other people and the people in their offices. I mean, I've got like three chiefs of staff that I could pick up my phone and speed dial right now. Had I not run for office, I wouldn't have made those connections.
Well, you're a member of the club now.
Yeah.
even if we did lose. Of course, you know, I did cost the anesthesiologist $250,000. So
good for you.
But I have a question. Again, going back to being proactive.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily suggesting that everybody run for office. That's not being proactive necessarily. I mean, obviously that's proactive, but you're talking about more in broader strokes,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of ways to be proactive. How many people out in the audience get an email from the AANA or from the WVANA with a pre-written letter asking you to fill it out and send it to your legislator to make them aware of a piece of legislation or a rules change, like in the VA rulebook or something like that? Raise your hands if you remember getting those. Now, for those who actually responded, raise your hand. So the ones who didn't, why not? The answer I get from a lot of people is, I don't have time. If you have 20 minutes to sit in the anesthesia lounge and shop on Amazon, you've got 5 minutes to respond to a letter.
I'm not even sure it takes 5 minutes. It's pretty much spoon-fed to you. You're supposed to personalize it a little bit.
A little bit,
even if you don't, you've still made an impact.
Well, I have trouble coming up with complex words. It's more like 10 minutes for me.
He's a politician. Don't believe that.
But, yeah, so that's one way you can get involved. Another way, say, for example, Pam Farr here decides to run for the West Virginia House of Delegates. Maybe you don't want to go door knocking, but you could donate to her campaign. Or maybe you could go door knocking, or maybe you could, support a fundraiser. If you know there's a fundraiser going on for a candidate who is sympathetic to nurse anesthesia, perfect example, we have a, am I allowed to use names?
Absolutely.
So we have a gentleman who used to be in the House of Delegates. His name is Chris Rose, and he is going to be running for the Senate seat that is currently being held by Dr. Maroney, who's one of the people who's been blocking us at the Senate level on the supervision. If Chris wins, his wife is a PACU nurse. Even though he's not in medicine, he talks to her. He has a great idea of what nurse anesthesia is. Preston was donated a very significant amount to his campaign, so he's already on board. I'm going to be donating to his campaign. I would suggest anybody who's able to donate to his campaign, please do. I can tell you, when I look at the elections I lost, and you may have had the same thing, one of the things I did was I would do a post-election breakdown, and I'd look at how much money I spent versus
Perfect.
How many votes I got. I got more votes per dollar spent than any of my opponents. The problem was I didn't have as big of a bank account as what they had.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, money is mother's milk of politics.
It's everything. It's a flyer. It's a radio ad. It's a billboard.
Yes.
And, if all you can afford is $5 or $10 as a student, that's $5 or $10 they didn't have. If you can afford $100, $500, or $1,000 as a nurse anesthetist, that might be the difference between you getting full scope of practice or not.
Attention all certified nurse anesthetists, are you in need of a reliable and quality continuing education option? Well, look no further than crnaeducation.com. We are an NBCRNA recognized provider, offering all four core CPC modules to meet your certification requirements. You can choose from more than 100 AANA prior approved Class A CE credits with 43 articles covering a wide range of anesthesia topics. Need pharmacology CE credits? Well, we've got you covered there as well, with over 40 pharmacology CE credits available. All credits are completed online and are mobile friendly. Choose articles worth 1, 2, or 3 credits. There's no subscriptions, no hidden fees, just the CE credits you need when you need them. Owned by CRNAs since 2011, you can trust in our commitment to your education. And customer service is always a quick email or phone call or even text away. To sign up and find out more about our education options, visit crnaeducation.com, your partner in continuing education. That's crnaeducation.com.
You bring up an important point whenever you do talk about money, and whenever you're a candidate, it's money is important, but there are so many other things. If students in here would like to help a candidate, put up signs, for God's sake. That takes a lot of time. Putting them together, I exploited my children whenever I ran for office and made them put together signs, because that takes a lot of time. Your carport's full of all of these signs that have to be stapled together and put on those metal things that you stick in the ground for it. So, and door knocking. Lee brought that up.
Oh,
it
huge.
Was hard to get people to door knock, but it is incredibly important, and it's a lot of fun.
I know for me,
yes.
I did not run for office. My brother did in the state of Maryland. He ran for state's attorney twice. The first time he won, and he was the first Republican to take the seat in 47 years. But the way I helped him was cold calling.
Yeah.
I would get home, put one of these on, sit in my room, and they would generate a list of people who I had to call and talk to them and answer really some bizarre questions from some people. And some good, but it was not a dollar spent. It was time.
Right. And you called for me too.
I did. I called for you and I called for him again the second time and he got caught in the blue wave the second time, but that's okay.
And those kind of efforts can't be underestimated.
That's right.
Showing up at lobby day, mm-hmm. huge. You're being seen. Maybe you're not supporting a specific candidate, but you're supporting the cause of nurse anesthesia. And if you're not visible, you're invisible. And if you're not invisible, you're not on anybody's radar. So those are all simple ways you can get involved and be proactive.
But, you know, to me, it sounds like you're talking about advocacy.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
advocacy it goes and proactive. Hand in hand.
You can change that word if you're more comfortable with advocacy. I know in New Jersey, we have something called the Center for Women in Politics. I used to talk to Sharon about it all the time. And they've actually created a Ready for Run for women to get more involved in politics. And it's across the country this program is in. And it's bipartisan. It has nothing to do with getting more women into a certain party, but it's elevating women to actually run for office. And we as a state association decided to support the cause on a yearly basis. And it was a $5,000 membership. It was not necessarily, I mean, it was a lot of money, but the opportunity to send five nurse anesthetists every year to their two major fundraiser and events, be able to walk around the room with all these decision makers and power brokers and all these women who are running for office, the return was really, really good for us. But the third time we showed up, when we went in to sign up, the first thing they said was, oh, the CRNAs are here.
There you go.
So this was a group of people who would have not known who we were.
Yeah, and broadening
your
reach.
Proactive politics.
It's the proactive politics. It's the standing up for advocacy mm-hmm. that gets you a seat at the table. If you don't have a seat at the table, you're very likely to end up on the menu.
Yeah, I love that.
Or in the trash.
Or in the trash, yep.
Considered at all.
All right, Lee, you've always said that everything falls into three categories. Why don't you tell us about the three categories?
And, you know, in this regard, I'm talking specifically about advocacy, but you can apply it to anything in life. Everything falls into one of three categories. Things you know that you have control over, which is where you need to focus most of your energy. Things that you know you have zero control over. Don't waste your energy there. Focus that somewhere else. The third one is that crossover. You're not sure if or how much control you have. So you do want to focus some energy there. But you also always want to be evaluating all three categories, because something you have control over today, you may have no control over tomorrow. Something you have no control over today, you may have control over. So like the supervision issue. Right now, we don't have control over the supervision issue as it stands. Now, trying to move it forward, we have some control. But if supervision's repealed, now it's moved into our mm-hmm. control box. Mm-hmm. So everything falls into the one of those three categories, but you should always be reevaluating, because that status can change at any time, and you have to have enough self-awareness and situational awareness to know what lies on each of those three boxes.
Well, it's just like I've always said, whenever you go to lobby, somebody, policymaker, legislator, delegate, as you guys call them up here, I call it the deer head rule. You walk in and you see a deer head on the wall, you know not to lobby for gun control. Okay, you've got to have some situational awareness about what you can control too.
Well, and the other thing, and like I said, I see some of the students who went up to D.C. with us this year. And one of the things I told the students was, obviously, we want everybody we talk to agree with us 100%. But at some point, somebody's going to say, I can't support this because, and what did I say? Act like that is exactly what you expected them to say. Don't get upset. Mm-hmm. Don't lose your cool. Just act like you expected it, even if you didn't. Because that allows you to have a little bit of control over that part of the situation.
Beyond the Mask is made possible by the team at CRNA Financial Planning. With almost two decades of experience, the firm guides CRNAs through the complexities of investing and financial planning. Schedule a free consultation today by calling 855-304-3748 or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
I hear you saying we need to be proactive.
Yes.
We need to advocate for our profession.
Of course.
There's a variety of ways to do it. How do I invest in my career? How can I support
Oh, there's lots of ways. I mean, obviously, we all pay our AANA dues, and I know you guys are getting tired of it, but I'm going to say it again. PACs matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're, you know, I do a monthly contribution to the mm-hmm. state PAC, and I do a monthly contribution to the CRNA PAC, which goes to support federal candidates. One of the things that I wanted to emphasize is that with CRNAs, unlike other organizations, our PACs are truly nonpartisan. We don't care if you're a Democrat. We don't care if you're a Republican. We don't care if you're a member of the West Virginia Mountain Skunk Party. It doesn't matter. All we care about... I'm sure there is. Okay. If not, I'm going to start it. Anybody want to join me? But what we care about is whether or not you support legislation for us. As a perfect example, our West Virginia has now been reduced to 2 U.S. Congressional districts. And
wow, so you've got 2 in the House and 2 in the Senate.
Correct, yeah. We lost one of our House seats.
So people are moving out of West Virginia.
Yeah, the way they're not moving in as fast as they're moving into other states like Florida and mm-hmm. Texas and the states
Carolina.
That are growing, yeah. We have a member of the House who, while I identify him on a personal level, because my politics more closely match his, he has never once got behind the CRNAs. Mm. And so where I'm federal political director for the WVANA, I have a say in which federal candidates get funding from the WVANA. Now, while I may personally write a check out of my personal account to this guy, because he's never supported CRNAs, I tell the CRNA PAC, don't give him a single penny. Don't give him the time of day because he's not supported us. So the PACs truly are nonpartisan. When you look at the breakdown, now West Virginia's kind of shifted really deep red. So we're probably skewed more towards the Republicans than the Democrats right now. But when you look at the national level, the PAC money is just about a 50% either way. It may deviate by a couple of percentage points depending on which party's holding the most power. So right now, the Senate's a deadlock. The Democrats are in the White House. So you'll probably see somewhere between 51 to 52% of the CRNA PAC funds at the federal level going to the Democrats and 49 to 48 going to the Republicans. But in years past, when Republicans held the House, the Senate, and the White House, it flipped the other way. But that's, you know, I think that's pretty good because it shows we're less interested in partisanship and more interested in what's going to promote our profession mm-hmm. and help us to continue to provide excellent providers, which just keep getting better every single year. Mm-hmm. You know, we now have 2 schools in West Virginia, and I've had the privilege of working with students from both programs. And I can tell you they are top-notch students. Every single one I've worked with has been great. So students, give yourselves a hand here.
So if West Virginia, if there was a big race going on and the association, state association decided it was a year to give a lot of big money.
Right.
Can they draw that money from their main fund or can it only come out of their PAC?
Oh, it can only come out of the PAC. And that's another difference that needs to be made. People are like, well, isn't that what my dues go for? The only thing your dues money can go to as far as politics goes is hiring lobbyists. So we have Chad, who's our lobbyist and does a great job. He's been doing wonderful things for us. But you cannot take member money and give it to a candidate. That has to come from a mm-hmm. PAC.
Right.
PAC money is not tax deductible. I've had a lot of people say, oh, I'll give it to the PAC because I can deduct that from my taxes, right? No, you cannot deduct PAC money. Now, if you give, for example, to the AANA Foundation, which is a research and scholarship organization, that's a charitable organization. So you can donate that.
I think it's also important to highlight that the PAC money we send to the AANA can only be used for federal level politics.
Correct.
Right. As opposed to the PAC money you send to your state association.
Right.
Is used in your state.
So
there's a difference.
So I've run.
That's why you need to donate to both.
I've run for both federal and state. And both times I ran for federal, I got PAC money from the CRNA PAC, which was a tremendous help. When I ran at the state level, the PAC money I got was from the state PAC, which also helped.
This is Jackie Rolls, president of the International Federation of Nurse Anesthetists. I'm inviting you to attend the 15th World Congress for Nurse Anesthetists, May 7th through 9th, 2026 in Brisbane, Australia. I promise you that you will love meeting nurse anesthetists from around the world, attending the multitude of Congress sessions, and exploring the many unique experiences that Brisbane has to offer. Hold a koala bear, feed kangaroos directly from your hand, climb Story Bridge, one of the only three climbing bridges in the world, or travel to snorkel the Great Barrier Reef. This is one Congress you do not want to miss. Cheers!
Now, I want to go back to something you spoke about earlier about your congressman that doesn't support you. And I know this doesn't apply in this particular instance, but I had a state senator that never supported nurse anesthetist. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. And I went in and I visited with him. This was 20 some years ago. He lobbies for us now. And I asked him, why were you on the side of the anesthesiologist? He said, no CRNA had ever come and talked to me. You are the first one to ever come and talk to me. So that goes back to your earlier point, Lee. Mm-hmm. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And so I know that's not the case here because right. I know that you had a relationship with Chris, but always go and give them a chance. And sometimes they can change their mind. I had my own particular legislator signed on to a bill against nurse anesthetists in North Carolina. And so later on, the next time it came back around, because we beat their asses, and so the next time it came back around, I went to him and I said, listen, you wasn't with us the last time. Why don't you come on over to the winning team this time? So even if they're not on your side now,
they can change, like Nick Rahal did.
Exactly.
Now, maybe it was for the wrong reasons, but hey, a win's a win, and I'll take it.
You're exactly right.
And I think the other thing that's important that you just said is you went in and told your story.
Yes.
Nobody knows what we do better than we do. And nobody tells our story better than we do.
Well, there was a campaign. Gosh, I don't even remember how long ago it's been. It's been a while. But it was called The Best Kept Secret in the OR. And it was referring to nurse anesthetists. Most people don't know who we are. They don't know what we do. I've had patients who told me, oh, yeah, Dr. So-and-so did my anesthesia last time. It's like, no, Dr. So-and-so doesn't sit cases. One of the nurse anesthetists took care of you. Oh, no, it was Dr. So-and-so. I promise you that. And it's like, I'm not going to argue with them, but no. But the fact of the matter is they didn't know, and that's what they believed. And an individual's perception is their reality. Mm-hmm. And it's up to us to generate the perception in a manner of how we wish to be perceived. And if we don't create that perception, it'll either not be created or somebody else will create a perception. And it could be a negative perception that we don't want to be personified as.
Do you remember years ago, the ASA, when they were out in Washington, D.C. with their big fuzzy dice?
I don't remember that one.
They were there before us, right? That's when they used to come before us. And they all walked into the office with this big dice, and they'd roll it across the senator or congressman's desk, and they'd say, this is what you're doing when you allow nurse anesthetists to work by themselves. You're gambling with their patients' lives.
Oh, yeah.
That was their story that
now,
they told.
I do remember when opt-out started, and Iowa was the first opt-out state, and the ASA's big campaign was, you'll have blood on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so West Virginia is one of those states we have. It's either 15 or 16 critical access hospitals. How many?
16.
And those are hospitals where CRNAs are the only anesthesia providers. And I've always said to somebody that says, well, you're not safe if you don't at least have a doc on a monitor or a robot monitor doing telemedicine. You're not safe. And I'm like, okay. So tell me something. Where are the bodies? What do you mean, where are the bodies? Well, if nurse anesthetists are that dangerous and we're killing people, don't you think they'd be stacking bodies up like cordwood behind those 16 hospitals?
Or they'd be headline in the paper every single day. Another nurse anesthetist.
I always say, or the anesthesiologists are lying to you when they say, we are going to take excellent care of you today, Mrs. Jones.
Right.
And they sit in the back office and allow 4 to 6 rooms being run by a nurse anesthetist.
Are they rolling dice back there?
Yeah, they are. What, yeah. I often say it's like supervising your children driving on 3 different major highways. New Jersey, lots of cars, lots of highways. And I said, you know, they can give you a call and say, I might have made a left-hand turn that I wasn't supposed to. They may say I'm lost, but you certainly are not going to send them out on the highway without understanding how to drive the car, how to manage an emergency, how to get there to and from safely.
Oh, the rules of the road.
Yes.
Well, it's about like when I was president, the ASA's tagline was, when seconds count. And so whenever I was interviewed by whatever outlet, I would say, yes, when seconds count, they're minutes away. But I do want to say, you know, we say all these things. It doesn't mean that we're anti-anesthesiologists. Mm-hmm. And this is what I tell whenever I go in and I talk to legislators. I'm not anti-anesthesiologist. I'm just pro-CRNA.
I agree.
When something bad happens, we're all jump in to be reactive, right? People
right.
find the time when they suddenly find out that they might not have a job or that they're going to get paid less money or that their practice is going to be restricted. They're loud. They get out there. They'll open up their wallets.
Right. When your kitchen's on fire, you're going to grab the fire extinguisher.
Right. So how
unless you're my 91-year-old mother.
How can busy people be proactive and not just sit back to be reactive?
I think the easiest way is, especially when the National or State Association sends you something asking you to, you know, send it to your member of Congress or your senator, do that. It's quick. It's easy. It doesn't take any time at all. Another thing is give us your able to your PACs because there are people out there who are willing to dig a little harder, but, you know, they need the resources to do so. So those are two easy ways
I'd
for busy people to get involved.
If you have a colleague who is on the board or interested or is politically active or is willing to go out and represent for you, help them out by covering the shift.
Like absolutely, yeah.
I mean, that's an easy way. It doesn't cost anything. You're going to make a little more money because it might be overtime. But I think allowing the people, because not everybody feels comfortable going in and,
right.
and shaking the hand and doing the support, but you can do behind-the-scenes support.
Well, it was several years ago when we were helping out our nurse practitioner colleagues, and I was asked to testify before Senate Health, and I wouldn't have been able to go if somebody had not traded me the shift.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up not having to speak, but the point is I was available had I been needed.
You were there, and that's a powerful statement because you showed up.
Exactly. Showing up's half the battle.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Well, Lee, as we kind of wrap this up, why don't you give us some concluding thoughts on why advocacy matters? I mean, like you said, not everybody wants to run for office. It takes a lot to run for office. We wish more CRNAs would do it. How much does a state legislator in West Virginia make?
Gosh, I think a state senator makes, it's been a while since I looked at it.
But North Carolina, it's $13,900, which isn't even my clothing budget.
Yeah, it's almost a little bit more than that, but not much more.
You almost don't need that extra Kohl's coupon.
Yeah,
if I had won the delegate seat, I would have made less money that month. Those 2 months that the House is in session than I would make as a CRNA. And for that matter, even as a member of the United States House of Representatives, the salary is $172,000 a year. So how many people in here, CRNAs, are making more than $172,000 a year? Yeah, so you'd take a pay cut to be a United States congressman.
Well, it's like Debbie Barber always says, this could be retirement jobs for CRNAs.
Sure.
Afterwards. But if... not everybody wants to run for office, but advocacy does matter. So why don't you tell us in your concluding thoughts why advocacy matters?
I mean, bottom line, it determines how we practice. It determines where we practice. It determines how we get reimbursed. And all of those things matter. I was speaking to one of my colleagues who I graduated anesthesia school with who works down in Grundy, Virginia, and he was telling me that he had to change his jobs due to some policy changes in Virginia that significantly decreased his ability to practice as he'd been practicing before. And so that can happen to anybody. Don't think it can't happen to you. because it can. We're very lucky here in West Virginia that we have a great board of directors who's very involved. We've got a great lobbyist who looks out for our best interests. And, you know, both of our program directors are great about getting their students involved, which is important. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is advocacy determines basically your quality of life, not just mm-hmm. what you take home at the end of the day, but your quality of life while you're at work. Mm-hmm. You know, currently West Virginia is still a supervision state. And while when I'm working in West Virginia, it's not necessarily a bad work environment, I know that if I could work completely free, it would be a better life at work for me, a better quality of work life.
Mm-hmm. Well, one last thing I've got to ask you, Lee, before we truly wrap this up.
Uh-oh.
You jump out of airplanes. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, we're cruising along, you know, about 10,000 feet, and somebody opened the door, and I had a parachute on, so it just seemed like the logical thing.
You had to like jumping into politics, huh?
Something like that. It's less scary jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, jeez.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. Well, I think that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Mask with the absent Jeremy Stanley, myself, Sharon Pierce, and guest co-host
Tracy Castleman. Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yes.
If you like our show and want to help us grow, Tracy, can you tell our listeners how to help the show grow?
The best way to help us is to like the show, share it on social media, tell your friends, and leave a review. But make it
positive. As Jeremy says, we all know there's enough negativity in the world.
Beyond the Mask is in the top 50 medical podcasts in the country and number one in the CRNA Hearts and Community.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Until the next time.
Hey, CRNAs, it's time to simplify your continuing education. Welcome to CRNAEducation.com, your trusted provider for CPC core modules and a plethora of Class A CE credits. You can explore 43 detailed articles covering various anesthesia topics, all from your favorite device, anytime, anywhere. And with over 40 pharmacology CE credits, meet your state board requirements effortlessly. Whether you need a few credits or everything to recertify, we have what you need. Just complete your credits online without any subscriptions or recurring charges. You can trust in our 100% CRNA-owned platform, established in 2011, ensuring you receive the best in customer service and educational content. Ready to learn? Go to CRNAEducation.com. Making continuing education easy and accessible. And don't forget that support is always a quick email or a text or phone call away. To sign up and learn more, just go to crnaeducation.com. Today's show is brought to you by the folks at CRNA Financial Planning, an independent consulting firm that offers financial planning services exclusively to CRNAs and their families. From planning for a child's future college expenses to building a predictable income stream in retirement, the firm is committed to offering you comprehensive financial services customized to fit your unique needs and objectives. If you have questions about your financial future, get them answered. Call the team at 855-304-3748. That's 855-304-3748. Or go online to crnafinancialplanning.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Rolls, president of the International Federation of Nurse Anesthetists and president and founder of Our Hearts, Your Hands, a global anesthesia support community that takes donations to allow nurse anesthetists in low and middle income countries to go to educational programs, buy equipment, or textbooks. Your donations are tax deductible, and we would appreciate your support.
Be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere you like to listen to shows. Also, be sure to check out BeyondTheMaskPodcast.com. Each episode is posted there with a corresponding blog post, and we timestamp important parts of the episode to help you quickly get to the content you're looking for. Also, check out the special series section on the site. You can follow along and catch up on the CRNA History Series, episodes specifically about political conversations in the industry, or try the CRNA Personal Finance Series. It's all on beyondthemaskpodcast.com. And if you have a question for the show or want to be a guest or even suggest a particular topic, fill out the contact form on the site or send an email directly to us at info@beyondthemaskpodcast.com. And lastly, let's take the conversation social. Check out our Beyond the Mask podcast Facebook page and Facebook group.